Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, June was National Candy Month. I was paid by dentists to not tell you that till the last day. Sorry about that. Happy Candy Month. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Monday, June 28th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, you know, there's a bunch of national celebrations for the entire month. And no, I didn't get to all of them because there's so many of them. So I'll tell you a few more that we didn't quite get to earlier in the month. I try to, you know, do a couple of these a week, and here we are at the end of June, and you might have missed out on these things. Like, for instance, like I mentioned, National Candy Month. It's also National Fresh Fruit and Vegetables Month. Now, I believe I did mention that one, but I feel like I should, again, just because I'm mentioning the candy thing. So maybe if you eat your fruit and your vegetables, you can have some candy. There you go. Accordion Awareness Month. Why didn't I bring that up until now? I mean, come on, right? National DJ Month as well. A DJ and an accordion, those two go great together. It was National Camping Month this entire month. So if you went camping, good job. I didn't even tell you, but you did it. And so good job. And remember, leaves make great toilet paper. I think we all figured that out, or at least plan for that about a year ago. All right, let's take a look at some of what's going on with the celebrations for today. National Tapioca Day today. So, you know, the little boba tea thing, throw some tapioca in it. There's your day. National Paul Bunyan Day today as well. So if you see somebody in, you know, like that's dressed as a lumberjack, give them a hug. They're probably big fans of Paul Bunyan. Now, I know there's a lot of people that just sort of do that sexy lumberjack look, or at least they call it the sexy lumberjack look. I don't know if it is, but they're not lumberjacks. They've got to have the axe, or else they're not getting the hug. That's what I would say for today. National Logistics Day as well. And I don't know if I understand the logistics of carrying an axe and dressing like a lumberjack and walking through the town. But I guess that also makes them deserve the hug, doesn't it? National Logistics Day. I think of Amazon when I think of logistics and how they get me like such random things so quickly. So I'm going to thank Amazon on National Logistics Day today. It's also National Insurance Awareness Day. Yeah, check out that, right? People that own small businesses, just random people that have insurance. You may want to review your policies today. Make sure you have the right coverage. And let me give you some coverage tips just in case you need that. Yeah, I know. You tune into this podcast just to hear insurance tips. That's probably not true, but let me give you some anyway. Make sure that you've got enough on your homeowner's insurance to cover the rebuild costs, right? You don't want to just pick by price. You want a company that is sound. So do some research on the company before you pick the company. Also, standard homeowner policies don't cover floods. Now, if you live in California, we don't have any water, so you're perfectly fine. You don't need that flood insurance. And check the resale value of your car before you buy auto insurance, specifically the comprehensive coverage, because if your car is worth less than $1,000, you may want to dump the comprehensive coverage. You also may want to consider dumping the car. If your spouse just took out a $10 million policy on you, don't eat the food that they cook. Just a tip. That's an insurance tip for you. You want to watch out for that. All right, it's time to take a look at our events for today. We start with our first event in 1838, the coronation of Queen Victoria of the United Kingdom. Yeah, this was a year after she became queen. See, they don't do the coronation thing. You know, I mean, I got to tell this to the people, you know, the people in the UK, you understand this. The people here in the States, we don't get it. So I got to explain it. Yeah, you don't do the coronation right away. It takes some time. There you go. See, I explained it. And I'm sure the people in the UK think I explained that perfectly. Maybe not. Anyway, she had become queen a year before when she was just 18 years old. And doing the math, that means her coronation was when she was 19 years old. See how much I know about the royals? Yeah. She was actually the first member of the royal family to live at Buckingham Palace. She married Prince Albert, which, you know, of course, that led to all the Prince Albert McCann jokes that you get. And she asked him to marry her. Yeah, she kind of flipped that whole thing, you know? And guess what? She wore white at her wedding. Now, I'm not saying that because, you know, reasons why you wear white at a wedding, so you can't wear white at a wedding. No, she was actually one of the first people to wear white at a wedding. She decided that she wanted to show off her dress and all the lace and all that stuff, so she made it all white. And then she asked everyone else to not wear white to the wedding because then, you know, they would have like not stood out as much, or she would have not stood out as much. So there you go. She started that tradition. Queen Victoria started that tradition. They had 9 children, by the way, and she was the longest reigning British monarch, 63 years and 7 months, until Queen Elizabeth II broke that record in 2015, and, you know, she's still going. She's like the Energizer Queen. She just keeps going. In 1894, on this day, the Labor Day holiday became a thing. Yeah. President Grover Cleveland signed the bill into law. Of course, that is the official end of summer, and we're kind of at the beginning of summer, so I don't really want to talk about that. We'll just end that conversation there, so we can just pretend that summer is going to last forever. Wouldn't that be great? In 1902, on this day, the U.S. Congress passed the Spooner Act. And no, it has nothing to do with the dad on King of Queens. That's what I think of Arthur Spooner. I loved that character. Yeah, no, it's actually about the Panama Canal. Yeah, this gave the authority for Teddy Roosevelt to acquire the land necessary to create the Panama Canal. Now, Teddy Roosevelt would actually become the first sitting president of the United States to make an official trip outside of the country. He did so to inspect the progress of the Panama Canal in November of 1906. The Panama Canal was completed in 1914. Hey, you know, speaking of canals, there's that whole Suez Canal thing that happened, right? The 6-day blockage. Well, that happened earlier this year. That finally got resolved this last week. They originally wanted the $916 million in compensation. Well, that was lowered to $550 million. On this day in 1992, 2 earthquakes in California. The big one, wasn't quite the big one, but it was 7.3. It just happened a little before 5 a.m. in the Southern California, Los Angeles area. Caused $92 million in damage. The shaking lasted for 2 or 3 minutes. Roads were buckled, buildings, chimneys collapsed, 3 people died, and 400 people were injured. On this day in 2015, a SpaceX cargo rocket exploded. This, of course, was an unmanned vessel. They didn't do that until last year. 2 tons of foods, provisions, supplies, and equipment were aboard the ship when it exploded. It was headed for the International Space Station, but 139 seconds into launch, a little cloud of white vapor appeared, and boom, it was gone. This had actually been delayed a few times, and it was scheduled for this day. The interesting thing about it being on this day, that year, is that it was Elon Musk's birthday. I've had downers of a birthday before, but I've never had my company have such a large thing explode right in front of me. On my birthday, that's got to stink. Poor Elon Musk. At least he got to host Saturday Night Live, right? All right, John Cusack turns 55 today. Kelly Pickler is 35 today. John Elway was born on this day, 1960, turning 61 today. Kathy Bates is 73. Gilda Radner was born on this day in 1946. I miss her. And born on this day in 1971, turning the big 50 today, Elon Musk. Hopefully nothing explodes. That's your look at June 28th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, just head over to thisistodaypodcast.com. Make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow.